Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from The Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Ninja Trender Food Processor. Is that the sound of me?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm Jack, you are Mo. And here is some things that are trending on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Paul Gosar is trending.
Gosar, the Gosarian, yeah.
Yeah, not coincidentally sharing a name with a villain from the Ghostbusters world. His entire existence is actually a piece of branded marketing for the upcoming Ghostbusters reboot. And it's really ramping up because he's gone full evil. He shared an animation of him killing AOC. He's a real person who did that and is in still office. In Congress, still
yeah.
in office.
Yeah.
So that's something.
I mean, you know, this is where I'm not surprised. And I think the lack of action is just further indication of where things are headed. It's like unbelievable. I think many people have rightly made the comparison of like, what other fucking workplace can you share a image of you killing a coworker?
Right.
And then there's no like, hey, sorry, man, I think you might have to get the fuck out of here. But you know, this is it's fucking Congress, and these are the fucking people that we have representing certain parts of the country. So yeah,
The center right has gone full anybody who is not from this country looks at this and is like, this is terrifying. You guys are on the brink of a fucking civil war or something.
You're playing, yeah.
You're playing with
radioactive waste.
Yes.
And thinking nothing's going to happen. Maybe not in right then and there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Give it a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to be feeling that.
Normalizing killing people who are your ideological opponents.
And I think, again, this is where this, I think they feel that's their only end game, because there isn't a numerical majority sort of that will regularly come out to vote. So everything just has to be raw power and
threats. And yeah, because I mean, you look at even
anger, yeah.
Republicans that even voted for the infrastructure bill, they're getting death threats. Yeah. But also like Mitch McConnell, are y'all not looking at the Senate? Because there's Republicans over there. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is just, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of different forces at work to create these pressure points. But yeah, I mean, we're just constantly seeing the norms be fucking pushed further and further and further out.
So we talked yesterday about how the Astroworld tragedy was being turned into a satanic panic ish story that is now in full swing. I still haven't really even figured out how they're, other than that there's like fire and like a skull on stage, like that is what's being, I don't know, it's just wild how hard they have gone. And so I'm just going to read the two main headlines on Drudge Report, which is the most viewed like front page of any news aggregation website.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of Travis Scott with fire shooting in the background, as you know, many concerts of all musical genres has fire shooting off in the background. But he looks like he's screaming angrily. And the first headline is "The Devil Made Him Do It." And then the second headline is, quote, "Blood Sacrifice." You click through on that, and they're both stories about conspiracy theories being conspiracy theories from fans. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just so, it's not anything new, but it is just such a like thing that America does all the time. That.
Yeah, I mean, there are people like, oh, there he used an image of a demon where he is a demon. So this was clearly a setup for a blood sacrifice to Beelzebub type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know. Then they even put like there was like this thing where they're liking it to this like Hieronymus Bosch painting Mouth of Hell or Christ in Limbo. That right. They're like, this is the Mouth of Hell. Like that's what right. This is too.
Very well could be. That would be art. That's called fucking art. And the fact that people died in the crowd has absolutely nothing to do with that other than it was being organized by a massive organization trying to keep up appearances while doing the absolute bare minimum and spending as little money as possible. But on the front of keeping up appearances, CNN obtained like a... you know, a doc that prepped the people working the concert for like how to deal with tragedy. And they were supposed to refer to dead concert goers as Smurfs to avoid having to say like somebody was dead over the airwaves because they didn't want people to, I don't know, probably their explanation would be they didn't want people to panic, but also like,
that's yeah, you don't want to hear that coming over a radio. Either. You're like, what yeah. The fuck, someone died. And yeah. Now people be like, what, Smurfs? Uh-oh, somebody died.
Right, right.
It's interesting, though, too, because now the whole a lot of the conversation now is, okay, Travis Scott's not satanic.
Right.
But it's taking a lot of attention off the people who produced this and whatever hand Travis Scott actually had in, if there are corners being cut at his behest or things like that. That's really what this whole story needs to be about. And it's wild how, too, like, in a way... the sort of narrative, like the narrative, Travis Scott benefits from this trying to be like people being like, he's not this wasn't a satanic offering.
Right.
You know, that's all the oxygen being devoted or a lot of it being talked about now rather than, you know, let's keep our eye on the fact that it looks like just gross, gross mishandling of an event.
Yeah. Also, there, like, I don't know if we talked about this, but the main thing that I'm hearing, like the first thing people bring up when they talk about this tragedy is there's a guy there apparently like injecting people with drugs.
Yeah, not true.
Not true. Like that's just or very just dubious. No.
There's not much evidence to suggest that was happening.
Yeah, it was the chief of police doing the irresponsible thing of like taking the most sensationalistic, repeatable urban legendified, like take on a detail that one of the security officers passed out. And then when they came to, they had like what they thought was a prick on their neck.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no evidence that anybody was injecting anyone with fentanyl. So producer Brian has pointed out that it might have been the vaccine that they were just, this was yet another way for libs to try to get people vaccinated.
Yeah.
And obviously he passed out because his balls exploded in his pants. And look, I don't have to tell you this stuff. You guys can put two and two together.
But that thing reminds me of just how on with the Rust gun controversy where the DP was killed, how the defense of the armor was, I think someone put bullets there to sabotage us. It was a setup.
Like, oh, that's right. A very, the Alec Baldwin, very
similar
shooting.
Yeah, very similar to be like, I think someone put bullets there is very similar to there was somebody injecting people there with,
right, you know, throw people off the scent by creating an invisible
like super villain,
boogeyman, super villain. But yeah, I usually, when I see America going into a like satanic panic, I'm usually sort of energized to be like, no, we've done this before, this is like so dumb, and like now it's happened so many times that I'm just like fucking exhausted, just like, oh, you guys know we've done this before, you just don't give a fuck.
I don't mean to be flippant, but if you're really on this shit, please show me a step-by-step guide so I can sell my motherfucking soul so I can become wealthy beyond imagination.
Right?
How, what are the mechanically what's happening, and don't point to some loose scripture. I want receipts.
We would have a much bigger problem if this was actually something that we were allowed to do, because Americans need that money. I mean,
right? Yeah, could you imagine? Like Satan's like, "Hey, man, need a home loan?
Healthcare?
Sell your soul, bro. I got you."
Oregon donation just kind of dovetailing nicely with that piece of apocalyptic news. Oregon donation is trending because of a bullshit piece of photo manipulation that is being shared by the right about the right. That is right, said Fred.
Right. And it was a picture of like a mobile vaccination site that was saying like, hey, you can get your kids vaccinated here. And they just doctored onto it and said, and don't forget to donate their organs.
Right.
Like, okay. And everyone was like, you see what's going on?
Oh, right, said Fred. What were the people who shared it in the first place?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
And the outrage ensued of like, this is what they're doing at these vaccine sites. They're being like, get your kid poisoned and then also give us their organs.
Mm-hmm.
And it took like, you know, some people who are like, no, like here's a news report from the summer or like a while back where someone actually walked by this sign blowing in the wind and it just said, yes, get your kids vaccinated here.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all organ stuff. I just don't. It's weird when you see people regurgitate that, like, you know, verbatim back to you, and you're like, "Hold on, really?"
Yeah.
Or like, well, how? Because, yeah,
they'll
take them.
Maybe we need to cover like a myth that is going to keep coming up every day in the news. Like, what, once a week? Maybe that can be a thing that we add to the show, because this like immediately hits my brain as bullshit, as does the neck scratching thing. Like the idea that evil people are trying to give away their drugs for free is like not a, that's a specific genre of urban legend. The organ donation thing also seems to be like a thread that runs through urban legends with you know, the guy who goes on vacation, meets somebody at a bar, wakes up in a bathtub of ice.
Oh, yep. Being like, thanks for the kidneys, sucker.
Yeah. Dumbass. Should never have trusted a stranger. obviously, I was going to steal your kidney. All right. Anyways, that's something we might do on our show. That's what you just heard.
Not organ donation.
Not organ donation.
Unwitting people. No.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we are back, and there are some claims coming out. These have more of the ring of truth about them, but they are just claims at this point. There are claims coming out that Mike Pence may have had his access revoked to his office in the Capitol complex during the insurrection and have been forced to run and hide in a loading dock.
Yes, because there's no access to the office. And apparently there was contingency planning going on. Once they realized they were locked out of their offices, they fled to a loading dock, tried to figure out what they needed to do in case there was a true constitutional crisis and how they could remove the president. Apparently the access badges worked in that morning before the mob got to the Capitol or entered it. But once Pence left the chamber floor, then the badges no longer worked. And access was restored. Now, there may be a very, innocent explanation for that. But there's also this thread from the Mueller she wrote, which I believe is a podcast, was saying that if you cross-reference it with some similar anecdotes from other books that had different certain reporting, like there is this narrative that shows Pence very sort of concerned, a bit paranoid, not knowing who to trust that day. So a lot of things might add up,
right? Like, but he didn't want to get in a car with the Secret Service. Is that one of the
exactly in that book? It said about him refusing to get in the car with Secret Service during the attack. He said, "Quote: I trust you, Tim, but you're not driving the car. If I get in that vehicle, you guys are taking off. I'm not getting in the car."
Damn. I mean, that seems pretty revealing.
So I don't know. This it's just like the whole thing was so dark. Than just the whole situation that I believe a lot. I mean, it's easy to see how a lot of things might have been put in place if they were really going for this, like, you know, sloppily orchestrated takeover.
Yeah.
But again, I mean,
it's like this feels like a story that we have been distanced from the reality of it, which is the president spoke to a crowd of people, like told them to go like fight for to overthrow the electoral process. They broke into the, like, the shit is not like the actual details are the things that are being like minimized and like, I don't know. And the fact that the people who were in concert with the, you know, rioters and people who were chanting to hang Mike Pence have been absolutely like fully openly obstructionist about like any sort of investigation into it. It just doesn't seem very complicated. Like, it's they were just putting it out there. They were hoping, they were probably, I'm sure it ranged between people being like, we got to take this motherfucker down so that he doesn't like overthrow the election, you know, from their perspective, or doesn't like let Biden come in, to people being like, I don't know, it's like a 20% chance. Let's just, like, you know, let them do the thing and see where it all shakes out.
Right. But
all of those are, I believe, treason. So,
yeah, gonna be interesting. Gonna be, I mean, because there is gonna be more. The January 6th Commission already sent out some more subpoenas to get more answers, or maybe non-answers, but I don't know. It's like one of these things where, like, you see all these fucked up pieces and, like, is someone going to put these together? And then will there be any kind of justice or accountability? Don't know yet.
Kyle Rittenhouse is trending because the prosecution has rested after calling, I think, like 25 witnesses.
Yeah, 22 or something like that, yeah.
Some of their witnesses apparently supported their theory on the case, which seems to be the theory on the case that I had after watching the whole thing unfold on video. But yeah, apparently they showed a lot of video. They were like, here's the thing that happened that we're trying to decide, like, if it was okay. But apparently some of their witnesses helped the defense. The only person who survived being shot by Rittenhouse testified that he believed the teenager was an active shooter, pursued him, unholstered his own concealed firearm. Basically, he made it sound like he pointed a gun at Kyle Rittenhouse before Rittenhouse shot him. But I think he was just, you know, pointing his gun, saying, like, drop your weapon, because he thought he was an active shooter, because he was walking around with an assault rifle fucking shooting people. And also, he shouldn't have been there in the first place. He was there with an assault rifle drawn, killing people.
It's like, yeah, well, you went to the smoke show with a smoke attracting device on your body and then being confused when you're being pursued. Right. I mean, you know, you'd hope that when the jury hears, like, hold on, you traveled across state lines to fucking LARP it up as some, like, street defender and you're underage. There's just so much there where, like, I already feel like that already makes this whole thing unreasonable. And that's sort of what needs to be, you know, that's the question that's in front of the jury, is whether or not his actions are reasonable or criminal, and whether or not the Grosskreutz, the EMT who pulled his gun contributes to the idea that he was actually defending himself. I'm not sure. So it's just so frustrating. You feel like these kinds of things could have been open and shut cases, or maybe if the cops didn't be like, hey, bro, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, let him walk by.
This could have been a quicker thing, right. But this
like
is
like the line of questioning, and I guess this was probably the line of questioning from the defense, but the line of questioning places it in the context of like Kyle Rittenhouse is a cop who's like there and not just somebody who has already like shot people and has no right to be there shooting people. Like,
right.
And is like, ultimately, if we're like not defending anyone's life, he's defending property. He's defending, he wants them to leave the buildings alone.
Yeah.
Which I guess an American legal system is probably a fine defense, but
it's a tough one.
It's tough, it should
one for
be.
This jury, man. Tough one. Yeah. For, I don't know. Cool.
I'm stumped, man.
I think I want to normalize underage armed teen vigilantes.
Yeah.
With this decision, because that's what's going to happen.
And finally, we got an NBA kind of blood feud going here.
Yeah.
So, Jokic, Nikolai, what's his first name? Nikolai Jokic.
Yeah.
He's only the NBA MVP. I'm a real, real sports nut, but he. He was taking a half-court shot, and Markieff Morris, like, kind of body-checked him.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to maybe break up the fast break, you know, just like a professional foul.
Yeah,
like,
clearly it was a hard foul. Yeah, it was a hard foul.
Yeah, but one of those is just like, nah, I'm fucking the play up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Fuck this.
Body-checked him, and then, like, kind of turned away. Like, it's not like he was like, oh, are you okay? It was just
squared
like,
up, yeah,
yeah, like, squared up and was like, yep.
It. Hard
and
keep
so
moving.
Jokic ran at him and really like checked him hard in a way that like was very violent. And Markieff Morris's like head snapped back. Like Jokic was kicked out, deserved to be kicked out. But then there was this like war of words on Twitter. Marcus Morris, his Markieff's twin brother, who's also in the NBA, tweeted, "Waited till bro turned his back. Shake my head. Noted." And then that prompted Jokic's brothers to open a Twitter account named Jokic Brothers to respond to Marcus Morris. They said, "You should leave this the way it is instead of publicly threatening our brother!" Exclamation point, which makes it sound kind of friendly. "Your brother made a dirty play first. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you." Jokic Brothers.
Signed, Jokic Brothers. And then, yeah. Marcus keeps going.
Yeah. Then Marcus was like, "My mom told me to shut the fuck up," basically.
Well, first, right after that, he said, "Oh, well, you got the right ones." After that, like, "Hey, wink, you got, like, if you want it, we're here." And he said, "Right. You got the right ones. Believe that." Jokic Brothers, "I don't believe. I know that." It's just so funny, man. Like, the whole shit talking, it's ridiculous. And also, like, it's interesting to also people be like, "Man, you don't fuck around Miami." Like, and people are like, look into the youth of and the childhood of the Jokic brothers, because they were coming up in a severe war in the Balkans, where it's like, you know, even like there have been past interviews where he's like, "Yeah, there were bombs all the time that we just couldn't even have lights on. So most of the time, everything was off because of the war. And, you know, we were just surviving in a fucking war." And it's
quite
it's
literally so, born in the darkness.
And yeah, right. Yeah, like fucking
born
Bane.
And raised in the darkness. Yeah,
but it's always fun to see Americans still be like, "No, man." Like, and I get it. There are rough places that are like war zones in the United States. But like,
yeah.
It's funny to watch Americans be so ignorant of that, like the like what happened in the Balkans in the 90s, and then dismiss like that's I don't even know what he's saying. That's not real.
Yeah,
and you're like, anyway, all that to say. Will this turn into like some out of control beef on the court? We can only wait to find out.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yep. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.